neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Parashat Balak, the prophecy of the Bilam Arasha. It says, Lo hibit aven v'yagov, v'lo ra'a amal v'yisrael. So Bilam has a remedy, a prescription. It says, the one that doesn't notices the shortcoming, the wrongdoing of the Yaakov, v'lo ra'a amal v'yisrael, and doesn't see anything negative about Am Yisrael, Hashem Elokav imo, utruad melech bo. There's a very powerful remedy. Whoever that only sees good in another Yehudi and never talks negative about another Yehudi, Hashem Elokav imo. What does it mean? Hashem Elokav imo. Hashem is with him. And utruad melech bo. What is utruad melech bo? What is teruah means? Teruah. You heard about teruah? And he says utruad melech bo. What does it mean? It says if you don't notice negative point about another Yehudi, then you have a bodyguard. What is that bodyguard name? Ribono shel olam. You like this type of bodyguard? So the other type of bodyguard, you cannot rely on them because they eat, they go to sleep. You cannot trust them. But Ribono shel olam is going to be your bodyguard. And not only that, utruat melech bo. What is utruat melech bo means?
I mean, when
it's
something dangerous, it will give you a sign.
Teruah. It gives you like a sound of shofar. Chidush HaAriyim says a very beautiful thing. Chidush HaAriyim says, what's the shoresh of teruah? The root, the rishe. Teruah, this word, what is the shoresh? What is the root? Ra?
Re'ut?
Re'ya. What is re'ya means? Vahavta li ra'acha. So what is re'ya means? Friend. Friend. So here it says that the benefit is utruat melech bo, you become the friend of? Ribono shel olam. You like that?
Yeah.
Is it easy?
No.
Very difficult. To not be able to see negative points in another Yehudi, it's almost impossible. Why? Because many times you feel it's your responsibility. Why? Because he's my friend. I'm his Abba. So I'm his Abba, I'm his father, I have to tell him, no? But here he says, no, you cannot see negative in him. What do you mean? I'm Abba, I have to tell him. He's my friend. I see him every day. I like him. I love him. I have to tell him. No? He says, no. Lo hibit aven v'yagov. Lo amal v'yisrael. Hashem elokav imo. What do you mean? I have to tell him. Delam misuze. You know, people say, delam misuze. Oh, sorry, doctor. Say, I care for him. I have to tell him. He said, no. Lo hibit aven v'yagov. Lo amal v'yisrael. So how could be such a thing? Now here, Tautomus is teaching us a very important lesson. To care about somebody, it doesn't mean to hurt somebody. Know the difference? To care about somebody, that means you not permitted to embarrass him. If you care for him, you cannot hurt him. If you care for him, you cannot embarrass him. So that means when you say, I care for him, and it ends up to make him embarrassed, that means you care for who?
Yourself.
It's not that you care for him. Because if you care for him, you were very cautious that Chas v'Shalom, it would not be hurt, embarrassed. So here we see, Bilam HaRasha, Ruach Hashem, Tenechenu v'Geinam. Here, what a beautiful lesson he's teaching us. He says, if you be able to care about people, to direct them without hurting them, and don't see any negative in them, give them a benefit of the doubt, then you have a bodyguard that you always be secured. That means you always have to work on yourself, Chas v'Shalom, to say no negative points about any Yehudi. And then Ribono Shel Olam becomes your teruah, becomes your reah, becomes your friend. And I was thinking, how can you do this? You know, I need something tangible to be able to do this. It's not easy. So now, I came with a mashal. Maybe I'm going to offer it to you, then you see what you can do with it. Let's say you have a $100 bill. Have you seen $100 bills? Yeah, crisp, pressed. How much this is worth, $100 bill? $100. How much is it worth?
Penny.
$100.
Yeah.
It's a piece of paper.
No. $100. It's worth $100. You go and buy $100 shopping, right? So now, let's say you cut the $100 in two. Okay. So now, somebody gives you these half of $100 worth. How much is it worth? Another penny. So now, you know, somebody else has the other half of $100 bill. So you have half, somebody else has the other half. So now, if you make friend with him, then he's going to give you the other half. So then, you can divide the $100 bills. But as long as you have half, and he has the other half, how much you have?
$100.
Nothing. Would you want to be his friend? What are you thinking? You don't want to be his friend?
$400, I don't know.
Make $1,000. You want to be his friend?
Yes.
Of course. You do anything. Not only that, if you know he has the other half, you watch for him. Something like we have. You will not just his wallet. You protect him. Why? Because you based on him. He bases on you. Why? Because you are the other half. Maybe that would be a little bit of solution that many times when we go very harsh on people and we forget completely what they were. Why? Because many reasons that we think I have a responsibility. The father and the mother and so on. Here is a very, very delicate point that Chas v'Shalom, don't forget, he has the other half. If he's upset at you, he's not going to give you the other half. And then you lose out. And that's what exactly it is. Many times we lose out. Why? Because we think I have the upper hand. I can say whatever I want. I can say whenever I want. I can say in front of anybody I want. Ay, 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 what a disaster is going to come about. And how people are going to be shattered. Shattered. And for the rest of your life, you have a fight. Why? Because you wanted to do something good. And the disaster came about. And that's why exactly the Pasuk is directing us. Lo hibit aven beYaakov. He even, for a moment, did nothing negative about another Yehudi. Ve'lo amar ve'Yisrael. And see what a benefit it has. Hashem Elokav Imo. Hashem is going to come with you. Why? Because when you talk good about the children of Ribono Shel Olam, Hashem is proud. So, oh, see what I have. Just imagine, somebody walks in your store and says, all your merchandise is garbage. It's no good. How do you feel about this person? Huh? You get him out right away. You call the police on him. So now, just imagine that somebody talks negative about the children of Ribono Shel Olam. How Hashem is going to think? How angry Hashem is going to get? And that's what exactly the whole point here is. Lo hibit aven v'yagom lo amal v'Yisrael. And then you have a reya. You have such a friend that Ribono Shel Olam becomes your close friend. And this reminder, practice, that we have to think twice. Should I say it now? Or maybe I wait. You know, I take him out and talk to him. Maybe send him a text, send him an email, write him a letter. Maybe I'm thinking wrong. Maybe it's not so. But when I don't give myself a pass, then I say, I do, anywhere, anytime, no matter what. Why? Because I think I'm right. And then you know what I lose? The bodyguard, Ribono Shel Olam, the best friend I could have. I lose out. And this is the biggest zechuyot that we can have in these 3 weeks especially. Because the whole disaster that we're going through, because people, they didn't care. And that's why Hashem Baruch Hu destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. Hashem is like, you know, they will see Bezat Hashem and be able to la'alot v'shalosh regalim Bezat Hashem v'karov. And we see the Kohanim, the Nichnas, לבית המדרש, and כהן גדול בזד השם, נכנס לקודש קודשים מקרוב, אמן כן.
כהן הנשמות, הלל כהן הלוקו, כהן הנשמו, נשמו שלי. כהן הנשמות, הלל כהן הלוקו, כהן הנשמו, נשמו שלי.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.